Hey, what's going on, everybody? Again, back again, Vocal Brain Podcast. So, hey, really, it's not gonna be a long one. More some word of advice, right? Some word of advice. So, I'm the Bible guy. I like to actually read inside of what the scriptures say, right? And I think even though now whether you believe in it or not, I guess that's up to you, right? However, there are things that I've found inside of there that's very helpful towards life. Like if y'all looked at my bio, watch your thoughts, which, you know, it can turn into your character and your character can become your destiny, right? One of the things that I want to at least mention to y'all is how it says, he that becometh poor dealeth with a slack hand, right? But then it goes into mentioning how you should be diligent. Now, being diligent is painstaking. Being diligent is like having careful thought. Being diligent is prudent. All of those things we have to put on as people. We have to put those things on. Now, a lot of us in this day and age, 2023, as I'm at the time of this recording, we'd like to have things handed to us. We don't like to work hard at anything. If it causes pain, you need to try to push forward through it, such as working out. A lot of men, a lot of women hate working out because of how long it takes. Everybody wants things fast. Everybody wants something like an immediate reaction. You don't always have to have things immediate. The best things in life, literally, the best things that comes about, the things that's worthwhile, things that have roots, deep roots that won't go nowhere after a while, are things that you usually have to work hard for. Now, that being said, I'm seeing as, you know, as I'm not an old guy by any means. However, I did notice a big generational gap between me coming up and the kids that I'm seeing coming up now who are just becoming adults. I'm seeing a lot, and I mean a lot, of lack of care, especially for those who are older. When I was coming up, there wasn't much of there because they actually respected the older generation, the elder generations, right? I'm seeing a lack of care with that. I'm seeing not too much connectivity when it comes to talking to people. There's no connection there. There's no interaction. Everything is either done online or it's from a distance, especially after the disease has spread around. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it only because I don't know if they're going to shut this down, right? I don't have enough followers to shut up, for it to be shut down, but anyways, y'all know what I'm saying. Ever since they had the 6-foot distance and people have to get a certain distance away from one another, then now you start to see a lack of connectivity. Even before that, you start to see it a bit before, but these little things. And how does this play into what I just mentioned earlier? These little things we can all start to fix within ourselves. You shouldn't hide inside of a box. You shouldn't feel like you need to hide inside of a box to contain who you really are, and then show your whole self out on places like TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. None of these things, that does not make any sense for you to embarrass yourself, embarrass your family on social media. You need to be mindful of what time you have and use it wisely. He that becometh poor dealeth with a slack hand. You need to be mindful of what and how you use your time. And a lot of that, especially the very simple basics, common sense is not common anymore. The common basics of understanding and using time wisely has been lost upon a newer generation. Primarily, I'm speaking in regards to millennials and Gen Z. So once we take control of that, once we allow even those of us who have kids, and then we always prop our kids right in front of something electronic, there's no more time, there's no more story times. And if it is, it's done in the wrong way. There's no more story times. There's no more interactive learning between parent and child. There's lack of reading. Sometimes the best conversations, the best knowledge that you can get to help improve self and help improve others, even when you're talking, the conversation is a lot more fluid when you read. Then individuals who gather themselves together to focus in on trying to comprehend words that an author had put in a book. they have better conversations, longer lasting relationships than those who actually passed by the time and didn't have short attention time spans. Little things like that, we have to wind up making sure that we fix it. Because based off of what I'm seeing a lot of character flaws and noticing, not saying that I myself don't have any. I'm not making like I'm just a like good old saint, right? But what I notice is a lot of character flaws in the mass and the populace. And a lot of it is due to not being able to properly, one, examine and check yourself for whatever wrongdoing you got. And two, not having enough connection with others who also can do it to themselves and you. Because when you forbid having real relationships, because that's another thing that's missing, when you refrain from having real relationships with someone else, then what that does is that causes a gap between, that causes a gap inside of your own self-knowledge. Okay. Last little note that I'm have. It seems like I'm all over the place, but I really just focused in on what I had read, that scripture. Something that I would think that would be inspiring, right? And again, if you don't believe in that, then that's up to you. That's fine. However, the message that I did mention does stand for anybody. But anyways, the last thing that I want to mention to y'all, as far as it goes for your thought processes and how you move, I did have another podcast that's called Life Hack, or Mindful Quotes. These things I mentioned inside of there. My podcast is going to be a lot shorter going forward because I'd rather hit y'all with decent like spurts of knowledge and then condense it versus having y'all with like 30 minutes out of it. Those are the podcasts. Y'all go listen to those. I have pulled out a lot of details in it, as well as quotes that I have found from other authors. And then I did a deep dive inside of it. But we need to make sure we are watching ourselves. Don't be afraid if somebody corrects you off of actions you do. That's not the time to lash out. You need to make sure that you actually take a second, examine how or why the person is actually letting me know about me. Those of y'all who had jobs, your boss do it all the time. Your family does it all the time. Married, I'm sure your spouse has to do it. You have to look at what is it that I did to make this person feel that way. Now, I'm not saying every time that someone tells you something, is always justified for you to take a step back. Other times, somebody just might not like you. Then they say things. I'm not mentioning those times. I'm only talking about the times you know where you were at fault. And then you have to make sure you examine that. So don't use that to catapult you into thinking that my way is right. That's another way of how we make ourselves, how we degradate ourselves, how we lose ourselves just a bit by not self-examining. And not just ourselves, also those that are without. All right. So, hey, I appreciate y'all for listening and tuning into this very short but needful episode. And there will be more to come and in similar fashion. All right. You have a good one. This is JB again at Vocal Brain signing out.